We're back from recess. We have finished our work with the public hearing for setting the tax levy, and we're moving back to managed print services. Mark and Ron?
I think we left the conversation about inkjets, and I was...
Yeah, I would like to give you an example, okay?
About I would love an example.
Okay. I inherited in my office four devices. One is a HP laser printer, and that's the one that I use for the most part, that I do all of the purchase orders and all of the bids and everything on. The other three devices are, two of them are inkjet printers, which have color option, which I never use, and a scanner, okay? Now, either one of these proposals, who have indicated by department what they would be doing and what they would be replacing, with the purchasing department, all four of those devices would be replaced by one.
Okay.
And that's called an MFP 4-in-1 that will allow me the option of faxing, which I don't have that right now, other than if I was to use the commissioner's your fax. And I'm not a fax guy anyway, so that's not a big item for me.
Just the fax, Ron. Go ahead.
Thank you. So fax, scan, print, and copy, all in one device, color, option, when I want it. And that MFP is pretty consistent. In fact, that's the same device that one vendor, the higher one, Office Concepts, has quoted for the circuit clerk's office times 16 of those for each one of her workstations. So those are that's a pretty substantial device. Obviously, it takes the place of four. And right now, in the 13 months I've been in this position, I haven't had occasion to purchase inkjet cartridges for those two devices I don't use upstairs. But and so my example to highlight it is similar to what they're proposing with in other departments. And for those few examples where an employee, a department head, or an elected official decides that they have, like in my case, for instance, what if I had fallen in love with one of those inkjet printers, then I would ask that the commission would allow me to maintain it, keep it myself, and if and when I need to replace the inkjet cartridges in it, I can purchase those out of my own funds.
Those cartridges, what do they on average?
The liquid inkjet cartridges are the most expensive there are. And what do they run specifically? I mean, $40. I mean, yeah. I have.
You said 40 for color?
Yeah. It's just like the same thing you have at home. 40. You know.
And you get. I mean, the problem is you only get. You're not getting nearly the usage because of the price. How much it costs per print copy?
Let me go back to a couple. Help me out with a couple of points, and then we can go back into presentation. I wrote down a minute ago, you said Office Concepts, all new, 139 machines.
And they have broken that down by department.
Okay. Does that, the 139 machines, does that also cover these, what are they called, inkjet?
It replaces the inkjets.
So everything's replaced.
Yeah.
Everything. Totally.
Yeah.
Gone.
Yeah.
The other... Help me out. The other bid did not do that.
They replaced them just as well.
They replaced them as well. Mm-hmm. But we said that they were going to leave some of our equipment in place, the old equipment. Then they're going to give us some refurbished equipment, but it has new warranty. Mm-hmm. And they're going to give us new equipment.
Right.
Okay. What might be the, I'm trying to see the difference in the bids, the expected life of some of the equipment that we currently have on hand, mm-hmm. how long might it be before that equipment gives out? So that's a length of time where the first company doesn't have to have an expense because they don't have to buy a new one to give us, right?
Right.
Ron?
Go ahead.
Just a second. And if, in fact, when they do replace it, They give us a new machine that sits there and just becomes part of the formula for how they charge us, correct?
They're,
by copy?
I'm pretty sure the second company is more, they are going to charge us that cost per copy, so the 3 cents for black and white, the 7 cents for color. And I'm pretty sure the way they wrote it and their proposal was, you can keep the equipment you're running on right now and we'll do it for this price, or you can take the new machine that we'll put in there, and but the price stays the same.
But the other company are not going to replace all machines with new. Now, give me just a second to form this question. I got to come back to it. Go ahead, guys. I'll come back to that second question.
My question/statement, with the concept of new versus them maintaining existing, there's a two-part question. Why does it matter? Because they're basically guaranteeing us a device mm-hmm. to meet our needs from a color copy, black and white, whatever it is, under this price.
Right.
Correct?
Yes.
Here's the follow-up question. If we were to go to Office Concepts and go with them, those equipment pieces that we have right now, we could literally sell.
Yes.
Right now, mm-hmm. and then have a cash value to that.
That was my, I just wrote okay. down a second.
So there is a cash value to our equipment right now if we shelved it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Could we go back to CBS and ask them what they would charge us for to do the same thing? We're not quite apples to apples is my problem.
Right, right.
And I really want to get us apples to apples. I understand what they're doing, but the reality is, if I'm looking at a total of a 5-year savings of $42,000, but we may have $15,000 in equipment that we could sell right now, I mean, our savings goes up tremendously.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess my question for you guys is, did you talk to CBS about what they would charge us to replace everything?
Not really. And the reason is obviously in the bidding process, these vendors are, their due diligence is to give us the best price and the lowest possible bid, while at the same time remedying the solution or finding a solution and remedying the problems that we have. Part of the difference kind of caught me off guard too in the way they proposed a lease program in conjunction with cost per copies, replacing some equipment, leaving others behind, some refurbed, some new, and obviously that was drastically different from the other vendor that remained in the final cut. But we can certainly go back. I mean, the commission can order us and direct us accordingly to ask them for a quote on a more similar response to the other vendor. I mean, it's just a matter they were trying to do the least cost
and maybe
to win the bid.
And maybe I've got an unrealistic expectation of value of the equipment we currently have. How old is some of our equipment that we do have?
That 10, 15 years.
So we've got some equipment 15 years old that...
junk.
And we probably have some equipment that's 1 or 2, 3 years old.
Yeah, well, and I'm glad you asked that question the way you did, because it circles me back around to when you first asked about what our total monthly expense is and why it's so difficult for us to put our finger on that exactly. Is we have some departments who have gone out, even as recent as within the last week, and bought a device because they were in a desperate situation, bought a new printer. Not copy machines, but I've seen the purchase orders go across my desk where this particular device was bought at Staples, for instance, or at Office Max, because they had a problem that they had to do a stopgap fix on.
Okay.
And that was one of the nightmares that I wanted to eliminate through this process, was to do away with what I call those throwaways. And they'll run anywhere from $400 to $150. For these stopgap, remedies, these Band-Aid problems. And so there's some of those out there that are fairly new that would have some minimal amount of value to them. But as far as what you're talking about, those bigger machines and stuff, we talked to these vendors about that. We required them to give us in written form what the dispositions were going to be on equipment that was still usable. And in most cases, I think the consensus is that there's not a lot of value to that stuff, and they would donate it to schools and okay. so on. That would help us relieve us of, you know, having to store it or keep it. I didn't want that to be a problem.
A question I've got is, I think we're getting, I mean, this is good, and I think this, I see the savings to the county, but I see the savings potentially going away if we don't create a policy to stop these departments from superseding what we're trying to do, mm-hmm. you know, through purchasing. Obviously, we could go to centralized purchasing where you've got the authority to say we're not doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously, commissioners, you'll be here next year and I won't, but it just seems to me that we've got a good thing started. The only way to maintain the savings and expound on the savings is to make sure that we keep the other departments. You know, either have a loaner pool that they have to have a printer right now, you loan them something until you get something more permanent. But, I mean, last thing I'd like to see is inkjets come in next year and all of a sudden yeah. it defeats everything.
Right.
Well, I want to get back to what he used for an example. That's of interest to me. How many departments would do exactly as you said that you were going to do by replacing four pieces of fill-in equipment, as you're calling it, versus one piece of equipment that can do it all?
Well,
and how much of that have we got scattered? I mean, we've got that scattered throughout the courthouse system. So, having a new piece of equipment that does the job of four pieces of equipment,
right,
cuts down on the numbers, plus efficiency. So,
yeah. Exact amounts, exact answer.
Estimated.
It's numerous, though, right?
Estimated based on the final walkthroughs and feedback I got from department heads and elected officials, it would be pretty much across the board. Any other department that was in the same situation that I'm in, the example I gave you, would be, I think they were welcoming the ability to, in some cases, have one device in the center of their operation for all of employees to go to. In other departments, it was a matter of just having one device at a workstation that took the place of a fax, a scanner, and a copier. I think we heard that.
And printer.
Yeah, and printer, yeah.
And laser printers, too.
Right.
I mean, we don't see any reason why somebody wouldn't want to give up their inkjet and move to one of these multifunction printers anyways, just due to the cost just being, I mean, it's still coming out of their budget, you know, to buy ink for it from Staples, Office Max, whatever. Where at this point, they're going to be able to actually get that cost per copy down to the cheapest that normally the bigger departments that would have copying machines and are doing a lot of volume that already maybe have agreements with one of these companies and are paying, you know, pretty close to these rates right now. What this is going to do is make that same cost available to all the departments across the county, so it's really in their favor to take advantage of the deal that's set up.
So was there any thinking from you all in your committee discussions as to how this would be parceled out when we did the billing? After the decision has been made,
Yes. Is
it billed back to the departments? Is it come out of one line item, and we take out what was previously budgeted to those departments? Or
because the copying or the copies, the volume that each department is doing is going to be tracked in the computer system that does the meter readings.
Okay.
At that point, we will have the data to basically that each department can pay for what they use,
and what they're going to get charged is whatever we settle upon, whichever company and whatever that cost per copy is.
Right.
All right, on top of this, and what you have in front of you today, does this also include maintenance agreements?
The maintenance is all included in that cost per copy.
Yeah.
It is all
everything's
included.
There.
Everything's there.
All we have to pay for is paper and staples. That's what we do now anyway.
Yep.
Right. And also, I've required that they agree that if, for instance, during the term of the agreement, and this is from previous experience on the corporate side, if a new offering becomes available, some new technology, as it has recently in the last 10 years, let's say, that they will come to us and offer to replace a machine that's working fine with a newer machine that has this new offering at no additional charge to us. And that's why I was trying to stay away from leases and keep focused on the CPC, because the cost per copy would remain unchanged in a signed contract for 7 years, for instance, with Office Concepts, and then not have to worry about new technology, new machine, or whatever. Well, on the other side of the coin, I think that's doable, too, with CBS, but a little bit more complicated.
Let me take this just a little different direction real quickly, and then I'll come back to you two. I appreciate the elected officials and everyone that served on this committee that has worked with you. And I know that the elected officials that are sitting here have taken from their time to be here during this presentation, and I don't want to keep you for the length of the time we may be discussing this, but do you all have some comments that you'd like to make?
That'll probably be in the contract, Donna, most likely. That'll probably be in the terms, the T's and C's of the contract.
Right. That would be a concern, I would have.
Okay.
I think the vendors recognized that when they did their final walkthroughs. They talked to a lot of employees. That came up. To streamline what your question is, I just don't like it anymore. I hate that particular machine. What are my options? Do I have to live with it for 5 years? And I think both vendors have agreed that if that came up, they would deal with, work with us on a case-by-case basis, that they recognize the fact that happier employees is part of the mission here. So,
Brenda, Bob, comments from either one of you? And the reason that I'm asking for those is this would be a monumental change in the way that we do business with managed print services within our system. So I was hoping to get your thoughts.
As we did interview both of them, we tried to nail down specific points. The 3 or 6 cents color copy, which is notable, or the 0.6 cents per image, click as they call them, that underlies the basis of what we charge. Like, I charge a dollar document. So I would, if it was a color document, 7 cents of that is cost, or 3 cents, or 0.6, so it cuts into the profit margin. The equipment in the recorder's office is all owned by the county. The color printer, or the copier, $6,000 machine, is about 3 years. If the lower bid is not going to replace that machine is going to stay there. They're not going to buy new. So that kind of answers your question. I think there's 3 to 4 or 5 of those copiers in the courthouse. If you go with the lowest bid, that's the cheapest bid, and it's used equipment. However, I like new, and the new equipment, which costs more, $47,000 over a 7-year contract, is significant. Is it that significant? Only you can answer that, because you're looking at the budget. And so we're presenting the lowest, and the next one up, we've eliminated several people, and it's kind of your call.
How many machines like that do you have in your office? You said that was 6,000.
I have four printers. And
Well, here's my point being, if I had an amount, it could show me why one bid might be lower than the other because they don't have to replace those, and they may never replace them in the length of this contract. So that's a huge difference. You were talking about apples to apples. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See, then I got to replace mine. And I have a printer. I have a receipt printer on every desk, and there's nine of those.
Now, following up on your comment about the sale of, so the other one would, in fact, replaced with new machines?
If they come in, they're going to sell an off-brand to them, an off-brand piece of equipment. What kind of value do you think it will have? It probably won't have that much value. So are you really going to get, if they sell my Kyocera copier that I paid $6,000 for 2 years ago on a government contract, are they going to sell it and give me $300 or $400? I don't know.
Right.
$1,000? Or would it stay in place and operate on the lower bid?
And in fact, if they did that, would we still have contract with the other company that's going to charge us for other machines that are in the courthouse?
But overall, in the, scheme of things, the courthouse needs to go to this system, to a managed system.
Because so that's the overall question.
I don't think you can afford to buy all the equipment, 140 pieces of equipment that needs to go into the courthouse. I don't think the taxpayer can afford that.
So your comment is the move is needed,
the move is
regardless
needed
of company.
And regardless of who.
Okay. Brenda?
In my office, we have a printer on each desktop. Some of my printers are to 13 years old. I know I have to replace them. I have replaced, we're going into the scanning, I think we bought 8 scanners, so I know I have to purchase scanners. I have no money in the budget to do so. We spend a lot of money on toner, and to get these machines replaced. And I've talked to both of these vendors. I just really think for us it would be, we're moving in the right direction.
And Brenda, the solution, your printers get replaced in both scenarios.
Correct.
Both vendors have said that you guys will be replaced. Your stuff will be replaced.
And let me make one point. With Office Concept, they have, their solution is to give us what they call a 4-in-1 at each desktop, which is a copier, a printer, a fax, and scanner. It's called a 4-in-1. That has not been approved through the state yet, and they we don't have that one brought in. The other company brought in a printer, and we used that. The 4-in-1 we have not tried.
Okay.
So we're not positive that will work.
All right.
Let me ask you a question. Why would the state have any objection to equipment that's being purchased by the county?
Don't you use state software?
In Brenda's...
It has to be compatible.
Right.
In Brenda's situation, all of the tech support for all of her stuff is all done through the state as well. So if she has any problems, it's highly likely that they have a list of supported equipment that their support staff knows how
standard
to get them through.
And
therefore, if they don't support it, may not work on my computer, or we may have to go outside.
Well, if otherwise you're just looking at a printer that sits there.
And a scanner. Yeah.
And a scanner. And
I need to purchase 7 new scanners.
So this company, instead of putting a 4-in-1 machine, could put potentially a printer and a scanner.
Yeah, I will say this, to answer that question, that the Office Concepts has all of the machines and all the equipment at Christian County and at Polk County, and I'm... That in itself, which was part of their proposal response, tells me it's probably compatible. I mean, that would be a phone call to make sure of that. I just thought of that.
I'm not sure. That. Well, but that's county.
That's a question.
The state.
Let's come back.
Could we, it's 9:30, could we set up another meeting? And quite frankly, I would like to sit with you all and have as many of you as want to be present, or just you, Ron, or you and Mark, or whomever, and go through these and break them down. I know that Jim just leaned over and basically told me the same thing. But we'll reschedule another time. I mean, this is a huge move for the county, and it's It's I'd like to do that if that's all right.
The contract's initially over a quarter of $1 million. That's why we're taking the time, and the potential savings is bigger than that. So,
Kathy?
You were asking how many on CVS. I wrote it down when she came and talked to us. 72 of the machines are going to be refurbished, 42 brand new. I wrote that down when she came to talk to us that day.
When
we specifically asked.
72 refurbed and how many?
Well, 42 brand new.
There's a lot of things when we sit down, and then I'll let us go because we were supposed to be an exec half hour ago. The, when a machine breaks down, how long does it take to replace that machine? Does it take a couple of hours? Does it take one day? Or does it take 2 weeks? 2 weeks is not acceptable for you, Brenda. It wouldn't be acceptable in our office. Nor in Bob's office. I mean, these are things that have to be part of the agreement with any company that we enter into this.
And we did include that, and each are offering on-site loaners.
Okay.
Actually, in
Period of time?
In the IT department, brand new ones.
Can't have two spares for 139 different machines. I mean,
no. Well, there's going to be two copiers, and then we're going to have the printers as well. I'm pretty sure we're going to have spares of both. So.
Hmm. Okay. Can we do that and reestablish another time for us to meet? And I will set that up through Nikki for. Is that all right?
I may just sit with Mark and Ron myself too. So, thank you guys for helping, though. I do appreciate that.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much, Frank. We apologize for the lateness in which we have got to this point.
And Nikki, you were supposed to be before this, weren't you? At 1 o'clock?
At the end.
Can we, in fact, I think we should make a motion to that effect, postpone to a definite time.
Well, here's my question before we do that. Can we do it? I don't know how long this session is going to last. Can we do it? Can we just rearrange the agenda or just put her at 11 o'clock or 11:30, or you'd rather do 1 o'clock?
Well, we're coming back at 1 o'clock, right?
Right. You just want to do it at 1 o'clock then?
That'd be really
easy. All right. Motion to postpone to a definite time. Agenda request review to 1 p.m.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to postpone to the definite time of 1 p.m. the agenda request review. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Motion to go into executive session pursuant 610.021.1, 2, 3, and 12.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to go into executive session pursuant to Missouri Revised Statute 610.021, subsection 1, 2, 3, and 12. All in favor say aye.
Danny, aye.
Jim, aye.
Ron, aye. All opposed say nay. Motion carries. We'll stand in executive session until 1 p.m., at which time we'll come back into regular county commission.
Second.